everything that you've done for us. You've blessed us so over the Christmas season, and many gifts, many kind words, and many thoughtful things that you've bestowed upon us. We're thankful for everyone. But I praise God this morning. I thank God for His gift. Amen. The greatest gift of all that we could have. You know, the gospel story is right there in the middle of this miracle of birth that God has described to us here in Luke chapter 2. In verse 11, it says, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." That verse is so important to each and every one of us because it reminds us of the gift that God has given, the gift that God has bestowed upon us, the gift that came that first Christmas night when Jesus was born in Bethlehem and wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger. It was a gift just for you. The Bible says, "For unto you." If you would realize this morning how much you're loved, how much you're cared for, how much God desired to do something for you, He gave you a gift that you needed, even though you might not have known that you needed it at the time. He gave you a gift that you could find nowhere else. The Bible said He gave His only Son because you had a need that only He could meet and only this gift could satisfy. Then Ephesians 2 and 1 and says, "And you..." Personal, you personal, just like you have been born, this child hath He quickened who were dead in trespasses and sin. You had a great need, and God gave you a great gift. Amen. And for God commendeth His love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. You had a need, and God loved you enough to send you the satisfaction of that need this morning. Let's not forget that. Let's not forget that. I mean, Christmas is all about getting together with our families. But it's to get together with our families to remind us that God loved us enough to send His Son to die for us. He says, "For unto you is born." You know, God didn't have to send His Son to come into this world to become His perfect and precious and only Lamb that could take away the sin of the world. He didn't have to be born in a stable and laid in a manger. He could have come in His power and His might, and He could have said, "It's enough. It's over. I'm going to exact my punishment. I'm going to exact my judgment on you because of sin." But He didn't. For God so loved. You know the John 3:16. "God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life." God so loved that He so gave. God so loved, and the Bible says, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." For God so loved that He sent His Son into this world in that little town in the right time in history, the prescribed time, the prescribed place, for the prescribed reason. Hebrews says, "For then must He often have suffered since the foundations of the world. But now once in the end of the world hath He appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of Himself." And we know that God didn't have to sacrifice and give Himself a sacrifice. Paul told Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 9, he says this, "Who hath saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to His own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began." Now, I promise myself I'm not going to go into a full-scale preaching this morning. I want you to be encouraged in the Word this morning. But God's purpose for sending His Son was that he might save us, that he might deliver us. He was born. He was given for each and every one of us. He was a sacrifice that was sent for me. And somebody said, if it had only been me, God would have still sent his son. I don't know. The Bible doesn't say that, but it says that he came to die for the sins of the world. He came to die for all mankind. He died for the Muslim. He died for the Hindu. He died for the European. He died for those who are dead in their sins and trespasses, that he might quicken us. That word quicken means give us life. Jesus come to die that we might live. He came to live in this world that we might die to our sins in him and find life eternal in Christ Jesus. Praise God, this morning he was born. Praise God, he was given. Praise God, he was sacrificed on my behalf. Amen. Amen. For unto you, thank God you came. Thank God you thought of me. Thank God you looked on my need and sent what I needed as I needed it. And your son was born. And not just born any child, not just born a common baby, but born a savior. A savior. A king that came to save his people. A king that came to deliver those of his that were captive and were bound by sin. A king who came to bring deliverance where no deliverance could be found. Amen. This morning, Christmas is about being delivered. Christmas isn't just about a birth, but Christmas is about a deliverance. Christmas isn't about a baby. Christmas is about a Savior. Christmas isn't about the manger, but it's about the cross this morning, that a king would come and die for an old wretch such as I. Amen. Amen. That I might have life. That I might have life. And I might have deliverance. John says, we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Why? Because his heart's desire was to save mankind. I tell in my Sunday school class, I teach my Sunday school class all the time, God's Word, God's book, the Bible as we know it, is a book of restoration. Everything about it is a book of restoration. Restoring man who was lost in sin. Restoring fellowship where fellowship has been broken. Restoring a brother who has fallen and helping instead of casting away. God sent his son that he might restore what had been broken in Calvary. God sent his son this Christmas morning, that we through him might have eternal life, that we through him might live, we through him might have hope. It's God's desire and God's will that all men would be saved. That's why, for unto you, unto the world, unto mankind, unto every individual, was born God's gift, a Savior who would have all men to be saved. You. We've come this morning to worship, and I purposely this morning, I don't want to preach like I normally do, because I don't want it to be about me preaching. I don't want it to be about my words and my things, and we say, we've worshiped. Because this morning, we haven't worshiped until we do it like those wise men did as they fell down and worshiped him. And this Christmas morning, some have been busy this morning opening presents and opening gifts. And Sister Joanne says she's done been to son number one. She's getting ready to go to son number two. And some are going to go to this house and this place and that place today. You're going to be so busy doing so many things. But I want each and every one of you this morning, each and every one of us as we gather here today to worship Him. We've sung the songs that tell about His birth. We've sung the songs that just excite us about Christmas. But if you're here this morning and you don't know Jesus as your Savior, He came to die for you. He wants to be your Savior. If you're here this morning and you're not serving Him like you ought to serve Him, it would be a great gift to give yourself wholly unto Him and surrendered unto Him. But here's what we're going to do this morning. We're going to, each one that will and can, each one that wants to, we're going to come and gather around this old-fashioned altar, the front pews, wherever you can. And we're going to worship Jesus like they did. Because He's a gift that was given to me to be a Savior unto me and unto you. And He's worthy this morning of us putting everything else out of the way and saying, Jesus, here I am. I'm yours. Maybe I haven't been faithful. Maybe I haven't been as committed as I should be and could be. I don't have gold and frankincense and myrrh. Peter and John said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I unto you. He said, rise up in the name of Jesus. I have Jesus as my Savior. And I don't have anything else I can give Him than my whole heart. And that's all you have this morning. What a great way to finish out the Christmas day than saying, I have come and I have worshiped and I have given Jesus my whole heart this morning. So instead of a regular invitation this morning, instead of this being like a regular Sunday morning service, we'd invite you, all who will and can. We know some of you can't. But we invite you this morning to come and worship with us around the altar this morning. As we call on Jesus, we thank God for His unspeakable gift.